Art, it doesn't seem like the Sounders will have all their pieces in place for the home opener.
Yeah, this is a late build. And this is the nature of how you manage a roster in MLS when your season isn't the same as the European and Latin American season. So it's a little messy. And the first thing to know is who won't be back for the Sounders, and it's two pretty key people. Jeff Park was their Defender of the Year, and they traded him to Philadelphia for money and draft picks. And then they got rid of Freddie Montero, pretty charismatic, popular figure for 4 years, but they loaned him out to a team in his native Colombia. Basically, they were unhappy with Montero's inability to deliver in the playoffs. He's had concentration lapses and energy lapses. Very good player, spectacular goals. But clearly, if he were meshing well with Eddie Johnson, their other striker, he'd probably still be here. So those two guys have been moved, and whether they've replaced them or not is a bit of an open question.
So who are the new guys?
They've got two new guys who are coming in who basically are over the hill, as as the imports often are. They're not designated players, but Salary Joseph is a guy who's been a seven-time MLS All-Star, but he's 34 and out of shape. He is a good friend of Eddie Johnson, and I think that's a part of bringing him here. And then another import is Jimmy Traore, who spent 8 years with Liverpool in England. But he's 32, and he just flew in this week, so he hasn't trained with the team. I don't expect either of them to play. And on top of that, a guy who is their most valuable player from last year, Ozzy Alonso, is sitting out the opener because he was suspended for one game following an altercation with referees last November when the Sounders were eliminated by the Galaxy in the playoffs. So I think it's going to be a little awkward and uncomfortable for Sounders fans for the first month or so.
And they're still in the process of pursuing a pretty hot international designated player.
Yes, they are pursuing a 28-year-old Nigerian guy in his prime, Obafemi Martins. He's playing for a team in Valencia, Spain right now. And they're in their playoffs, and the team he's playing for doesn't want to lose him. So that means the Sounders have an argument on their hands, and it's a kind of a messy situation. But the hope is that the Sounders will write a big enough check to pry him loose as soon as possible. That means they're also going to have to eliminate a designated player on their current roster, which is supposed to be Christian Tiefert of Germany.
Can you explain briefly what a designated player is?
A designated player, a team can have up to three of them, and they are players that each team can spend over the salary cap to hire. And it's not anything that stays with the player except the team he's negotiating with. And they don't come to Seattle because it isn't LA. And I also think they don't come here because this is an artificial turf field. The Sounders can't do anything about it, but they won't get the premier guys. However, I will say that I think this guy Martins could be a real difference maker as the season moves on.
Well, the Sounders made it to the second round of the playoffs for the first time last season. What are you expecting this season?
You know, right now, I see this team in flux. I think the first month is going to not be pretty as they try to integrate these new guys. But they do have a solid young core of players led by Andy Rose that if they improve incrementally, as most young players do, will still be a playoff team, will still be a contender, but I'm thinking they still will be a bridesmaid.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel joins us every week at this time. His website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download Sports with Art Thiel and other KPLU commentaries at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.